What kind of local bands are they into, like, here?
Well, you mentioned, I mean, Kid Canaveral, I really like at the moment.
At the Last Battle, it's supporting Kid Canaveral.
Yeah, I'd still, to see the Last Battle live, I've seen them on the internet live, and I've got the album, and I've played them a few times. I think they sound pretty good. I like Meursault, Withered Hand, Eagle Owl, that whole scene, I love all that.
They're all friends, which I think is great. It's yeah. Like they're all friends, they're all, you know, all the connecting to each other,
yeah.
Talking to each other, what's happening, all support each other as well.
Yeah, I mean, I like music across the board, so I mean, it could be like, there's like a 16-year-old dubstep producer from Edinburgh called Hangman at the moment. I really like his stuff. 16, you want to hear the productions, they're incredible. So, you know, one minute it'll...
I'm jealous.
I know!
One minute it'll be, well, you can listen, you just go to Hangman Dubstep on MySpace, you know, or just, if you hear a band's name, just Google them, or stick them into MySpace or Bandcamp or whatever. Who was I listening to yesterday? I've been listening to a band called Vasquez, from Edinburgh, who are like a sort of post-rock, hardcore-y kind of band. I was listening to a new band from Glasgow called Blank Canvas, who I thought really good, quite indie, really strong vocal, and they've got an excellent song called Veins. I was listening to a rapper called Prophecy. Who else? I mean, it's just, it goes on. That's my life, is like listening to music and talking about it. So it can be, you know, sort of massively broad spectrum of different kinds of sounds, but I'm trying to get out to as many gigs as possible and spend a lot of time listening to stuff online. So it can be like hard rock or metal or punk or hardcore, as I say, or it can be like acoustic singer-songwriters, yeah. Or it can be electronica or whatever. So,
Everything.
As long as it's good, as long as it's honest and raw and from the heart, you know. Indie pop, I mean, I'd say, like, I love Kid Canaveral's album. I thought that was a fantastic album. That was definitely one of the albums of last year. It depends what you want. I love the Fence Collective stuff. As always, Glasgow's, you know, at the epicenter of music in Scotland. But I think Edinburgh's got a really good scene as well at the moment. So.
I've kind of noticed that on shows we've done previously on radio, is that a lot of the bands you featured are from Edinburgh, and not because that's where you're from, because that's where there's such a huge and a rich abundance of everything.
Yeah.
Across across the spectrum, like you say.
Edinburgh gets a slagging in comparison to Glasgow, and obviously Glasgow's going to be much better for music because it's got a much, much bigger population.
Yeah.
It's got a much better infrastructure of venues and record shops just every little part of the music industry.
Culture there is very strong.
Yeah. And so they're always going to have a stronger music scene. But Edinburgh still has some really cool stuff going on, you know. And I've always been based in Edinburgh. I like it as a city and I like living here. And I want to see Edinburgh music do well, you know. So I don't play stuff because it's from Edinburgh or Glasgow or Inverness or the Highlands and Islands. I play it because it's good. And if it's good and it's coming out of Edinburgh, then fantastic. And if it's good and it's coming out of Glasgow, then that's equally...
It's coming
out of
anywhere.
Yeah, you know, it's good. But I mean, I think a lot of people forget that there's like a really good scene in Edinburgh. A band that I've been championing for many, many years and are about to bring out a new record is Found, based in Edinburgh. Do you know Found?
I don't, not yet.
Oh, you should definitely check out. Just Found is F-O-U-N-D. I mean, they've just signed to Chemical Underground Records, and they were on Fence, and they've also put out a record themselves. And they're mates with all the bands I was mentioning before, Meursault and Eagle Owl and so on. And they sort of blend electronics with songwriting and guitars and so on, and they're just really inventive, really, really good. And, you know, they've got a record coming out, and I really think the world's got to hear that record and the previous two, you know. They've got so many ideas, and I think they're as good as anything that's coming out of London or the United States or Japan or anything like that. So, and it's right on our doorstep, you know. Go out and check it out.
Can I just ask why you picked the venue?
Well, I come here all the time. It's like one of my favourite pubs. It's also because it's really near my house. Well, I live in Leith, and I've lived in Leith for years, and I really like the people that have started, I think it was Sophie's Bar first, then this one, then Victoria, then Joseph Pierce. They're all owned by the same people. this girl called Anna, woman I should say, called Anna, who's Swedish, and she's opened up all these bars in Leeds, and I think they're really... They've got a European feel to them. You always hear good music in the background, you get good beer, good ciders and that sort of stuff.
Nice service.
You get, you get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, you can have a caramel wafer. You know, later on a Friday, I think they stick some food on the bar, which is free, you know, tasters and stuff. And it's just, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
No worries. I mean, is there anything else you need to ask me or...
I can say here, right on. I mean, a few people that have emailed me on Facebook to ask some questions.
Uh-huh.
David Moy from Forces Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who had a, who did a session for me quite recently. In fact, they did the Christmas session on Radio Scotland. It's fantastic. Yeah, cool. And what's David say?
He wants to know, what cheese goes best with chili jam?
Oh, yeah, that would be my Uncle Vic's Christmas chili jam, which is, I gave him. The thing is, he had a massive band of them, and I felt really bad giving them one pot amongst all of them, but it was all I could spare in amongst
they're
all the
jam. They're growing lads. They're growing lads.
Exactly. I don't know. I think you'd probably be well off with a piece of, like, a smoky, kind of nutty Gruyere, or maybe just a simple, kind of fairly strong cheddar. That's what I would say. I mean, to be honest, my chili jam goes well with any kind of cheese. But I would go for something fairly hard and quite potent, but not too, not like a blue cheese.
Something that kind of balances it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Another person that emailed me was Paul Greaves, the manager of Tango in the Attic.
Oh, right, yeah, I know. Greavesy, yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to hear you swear in your radio voice.
My radio voice is my normal voice. I remember these two girls stopped me at the Velodrome Festival, and they said, near Inverness, and they said, "Are you Vic Galloway?" "Yeah." And they said, "Oh, we listen to your show, you know." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Oh, it's nice to meet you. Have you had a good day today? Have you been enjoying the festival?" And they went, "Look, you don't have to put on the radio voice." And I was like, "I'm not putting on the radio voice." And they went, "Look, come off it. Don't put on the radio voice and get all cheesy with us." And I was like, "This is how I speak."